New ethanol plants are being built every year. 97 plants are in operation today, and the Renewable Fuels Association indicates 34 new or expanded plants are under construction. The ethanol refinery industry is gearing up for the expansion that the government wants. Ethanol plants are basically giant corn alcohol stills. They produce huge batches of, well, moonshine. But like moonshiner stills, there's a corn mash left over. It's called distiller's grain. And with all the new plants coming online, there's going to be a lot more of the byproduct in the future. Distiller's grain can be used as livestock feed, so the agriculture industry is trying to get more cattle farmers and others to buy it. Tracy Jones is a farmer in northern Illinois. He says the agriculture industry and the ethanol plants that want to get rid of the distiller's grain cheaply have been encouraging farmers to expand their livestock operations.
I know of some producers that are maybe expanding. It's a good deal, but it's not that good of a deal, and there's a lot of other issues that go into the cattle feeding business besides just getting cheap feed.
Jones has been feeding wet distiller's grain from Wisconsin to his cattle for about a year. Jones says the distiller's grain makes sense as long as the price doesn't get too high.
We need to buy it cheaply. We're basically using it as a corn replacer. So when we have cheap corn, you still need to buy the byproducts cheaply also.
Jones says his cattle are gaining weight at about 5 cents a pound cheaper using distiller's grain as part of the mix of feed. Part of the reason is the price is lower. But distiller's grain has another advantage. It's higher in protein than plain corn. It's got about the same protein content as soybean meal. That makes Jason Anderson think this stuff might be good to export overseas as food for people. Anderson is the economic development director for the city of Rochelle, Illinois. An ethanol plant is being built in his city. With a couple of major railways and a cargo container transfer station in his town, exporting dried distiller's grain would be easy. Because of the nation's trade deficit, about half the cargo containers go back to their original country empty. Anderson says the byproduct could be dried to a sort of high-protein cornmeal and shipped.
Dry distiller's grain could be put in intermodal containers, which are sealed containers, put on a train, and sent to the West Coast. They could ultimately then be shipped over the Pacific Ocean to starving countries on the other side of the world.
Corn tofu, anyone? Exporting dried distiller's grain as human food overseas hasn't been discussed much, but shipping it to cattle feedlots in Texas and other cattle country has been discussed. Agriculture experts think the ethanol plants located in the Corn Belt won't find enough livestock in the immediate area to buy the product.
At this point, where livestock are and where the plants are, there'll be a lot of them that has to be shipped.
Jim Hilker is an ag marketing expert at Michigan State University. He says he's not sure the ethanol plants will make much money on distiller's grain, especially if they have to ship it to cattle feedlots out west. That's because they'll have to dry the product, and that adds to the cost.
The first ones, I think, are making some money before we get saturated on this. And I think if we put a system for handling and stuff in place, they'll probably. But if they can more than cover the cost, remember, otherwise there's disposal fees too. So a break even here is a pretty good deal.
So if the distillers just recover the drying and shipping costs, it would be better than paying to dump the distiller's grain in the landfill. But farmer Tracy Jones says he thinks the ethanol manufacturers have already figured out that the byproduct will be abundant and that they're still counting on making some money on it.
When they do their financials for their ethanol plant, they don't plan on giving this product away, so they need to get something for it.
Jones says he's noticed the ethanol producers don't call distiller's grain a byproduct of the process. They call it a co-product. He thinks that's a little marketing ploy that indicates the ethanol plants definitely plan to demand a good price for the livestock feed, regardless of the glut on the market. For the GLRC, this is Lester Graham.